rally organisers for controversial British anti-trans rights activist Kelly J. Keane-Minchell say any neo-Nazis turning up at rallies in Auckland and Wellington this weekend will be told to leave. Immigration New Zealand is reviewing entry for Ms. Keane-Minchell, also known as Posy Parker, after a group of supporters performing Nazi salutes paraded in Melbourne at the weekend. Last night, she posted her views on Twitter about the possibility of being banned from entering the country, and she issued this challenge to our Prime Minister.
I tell you what, Chris. Tell you what, Mr. Prime Minister. Chris Hipkins. Let me just tell you this. Revoke my visa at your peril. Let's see what happens. It's hilarious. It's absolutely hilarious. So, Chris Hipkins, roll the dice, my friend. I don't think you'll dare to keep me from coming into New Zealand. But we'll see.
The Green Party's immigration spokesperson, Ricardo Mendes-March, says a ban on her entry is not about free speech. It's about public safety.
She has a massive audience online. No one is going to stop her from speaking. I abhor her ideology, but to imply that not enabling here on to come here on genuine public safety concerns based on what happened to Australia is not going to prevent her from spewing her views online. So I think there's two separate things, and this is why I'm focusing on the genuine grounds that Immigration New Zealand can use and is actually reviewing when it comes to granting her a visa.
Terry Lipanovic is on the local Posy Parker organising committee, and she joins us now. Morena.
Good morning, Kim. How are you?
We're very well, thank you. We're getting a lot of texts saying, no, she is not anti-trans.
She isn't, actually. She is pro-women's and children's safety, rights and language.
She's anti-trans rights.
No, she's not anti-trans rights. Absolutely not.
What does she want, then? What is she for or against?
She is for, you know, women speaking up.
Women are speaking up, so what more does she want?
Well, we are now. I mean, we've been trying to get open a dialogue for years.
What's the dialogue? What do you want?
Well, we want women to have their safe spaces back.
Why aren't the spaces they're in now safe?
Well, they aren't because we've got
Because you have transgender people in those spaces. That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Yes, we do, and they are fully intact males. And we have them in prisons, we have them in women's refuges.
So you're saying that unless somebody has full surgery to amputate their penis, they're not allowed anywhere near where women are?
Not in our safe spaces, that's correct.
Where would those safe spaces be?
Well, the safe spaces for us or for men?
For you.
For us, well, we want, we would like our toilets and showers and gym changing rooms, women's refuges, because at the moment a man can turn up at a women's refuge, and I have it in writing, and actually state they're a woman, that they identify as a woman, and stay at a women's refuge.
Has that ever happened to your knowledge?
Yes, it has. It has.
Can you cite when and where?
I can't at the moment. I think it was about 2 years ago in a Wellington refuge.
And what happened?
Well, someone complained and they were told to leave. A woman complained and she was the one who was told to leave.
If I oppose gay rights, Terry, would that make me anti-gay?
I'm actually a lesbian, so...
I'm not asking you as a lesbian or a gay person or a trans... As a hypothetical, if I oppose gay rights, does that make me anti-gay?
Not necessarily, no. It wouldn't worry me.
And so I don't want a teacher at my child's school being gay, would that make me anti-gay?
It would, yes.
And so if I oppose trans rights, why would that not make me anti-trans?
She doesn't oppose trans rights. That's what you have wrong.
Well, I'm not sure how I have it wrong if she says transgender people should not be allowed in certain places.
Shouldn't be allowed in women's safe spaces. Have you actually had a look at These Are Not Our Crimes, Kim? It's a raft of, New Zealand doesn't keep such records, but it's a raft of trans women who have gone into women's jails and continued to rape. They're now actually putting condoms in Californian jails because they're not worried about women being raped. They're worried about women becoming pregnant.
You see, I'm uncertain about the incidence of this.
It's actually quite well documented. I can forward it to you if you like.
Please do.
I will, yep.
The use of public bathroom is by transgender people not acceptable if they go into the women's public bathroom. Is that what she's saying?
I see no problem with a third space, and I'd actually help them fight for it. But I don't think women or children should be endangered. It's self-ID is enabling this.
But didn't people think that homosexuals posed a risk to women and children and indeed men?
Oh, all the time. They still do.
And so as society evolves, will this too not change?
No, I don't believe it will. We need our safety. Children and women need safe spaces.
But the suggestion that every transgender person is a risk to safety seems extreme, does it not?
No, it doesn't, because, look, most men are good, but we don't know who the bad ones are. So if you let...
Well, that goes for everybody. I mean, life is a risk.
But the physicality, the strength of men versus women is quite pronounced, even after men have been on hormone replacement therapy for years.
What do you say to Posy Parker's obvious and well-documented links with extreme right-wing groups?
Well, Posy takes money from where it's offered.
Well, OK, that's all right then.
Yeah, it is all right, isn't it? I mean, a lot of people...
No, it's not all right.
Well, I don't know where she gets it from, but I've listened to her YouTube presentations, and there are donations coming in all the time from all over. I mean, her origins are leftish.
She's appeared on videos with people who are advocating for a white ethno-state. She has been outspoken not only on transgender issues, but on race and religion. Are you happy to support all her views and positions?
I don't support anyone's total views and positions, but I'm going to say that she did stand up against... She actually questioned the police in that area because there was a gang raping incident going on for about 16 years where... young girls were groomed by Muslim gangs, and that is where this comes from. She actually stood up to the police over it and said, why hasn't something been done about this?
So she's not confining herself to transgender issues?
No, she's certainly standing up for women's and children's rights, which is what we've been saying all along.
Women's rights, then, depend on somebody else's rights being denied?
No, not at all. We're not denying them rights at all.
Terry Lipanovic is on the local Posy Parker organising committee.